Praise God, it's good to be in his house today. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on the way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, when they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, when they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, when they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, when they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. I love and I praise you, my God. I thank you for this time we have to gather together to lift your name in worship, to give you all of our love and our thanks. I love and I praise you, Jesus. You are everything, my God. Be with us here today, Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated. Lynn? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing song number 251. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Here I am, Lord, here I am. I give all myself to thee, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. Let your Spirit move through me, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. I give all myself to thee, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. Let your Spirit move through me, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. I give all myself to thee, here I am. Here I am. Spirit move through me, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, here I am. I give all myself to thee, here I am. Here I am. Let your Spirit move through me, Lord, here I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord. Thank you for being right here, Lord, and letting us feel the power of your Spirit, feel that comfort of your touch and the knowledge that you're with us, my God. I praise you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise God. Let's open up our songbooks tonight. This one is only in Sing Unto the Lord. Sing Unto the Lord, page 246. Come and Dine. In G.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table at the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. With disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the master called to them, now come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry all the time.
come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assembled be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Lord Jesus, my God, I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, my God, I love and praise you, Jesus. Glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, my God, I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Praise you, Lord. Praise God, you may be seated. Let's see, I'm going to have the choir come up now, please. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul, and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul, and I want the world to know that I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with Jesus. I'm so in love with my Lord. There's joy down in my soul.
Great I am. Abraham. Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace I am, the God of Israel, the everlasting one. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee.
Against us, who can
battle that for God we stand.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God, I praise you.
Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, I'm going home to see my Jesus. When I lay my burdens down, I'm going home to see my Jesus. When I lay my burdens down, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, there's a better home awaiting. When I lay my burdens down, there's a better home awaiting. When I lay my burdens down, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. When I lay my burdens down, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, coming down, 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 coming down, down, down. Oh, the glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have his way, then the glory of the Lord starts coming down. Coming down, 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 coming down, down, down. Oh, the glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have his way, then the glory of the Lord starts coming down. Coming down, 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 coming down, down, down. Oh, the glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have his way, then the glory of the Lord starts coming down.
you, Lord Jesus, my God. I love you, Lord. I praise you, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, my God. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, my God. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated. So we've got one more song we're going to sing tonight before Paul brings us the word of God. If you're in Sunday school, you can be dismissed now. We're going to sing song number 69, Heavenly Father, I Appreciate You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. One more time. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Thank you, my God. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for this life that you've given us, this time we have together. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Praise God. Will you all please stand while Paul comes up with the word of God?
Seated. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glad to be here, aren't we? Everybody glad to be here? All right. Yeah, I'm excited about this time of the year. We got a lot going on this time of year, but it's all good, right? One little announcement I got to make here is they're going to do some crystal caroling the 18th. We'll meet at 5 o'clock on December 18th. Bring a dish to share, and share if you would like to stay afterwards for fellowship in the fellowship hall. So I guess you meet here. It doesn't say exactly that, but I'm reading between the lines. Meet here at 5 o'clock on the 18th, if you're interested. I don't know if there's a sign-up list or not. Is there a sign-up list? Huh? There is? Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ in Soldotna, Alaska. It's been quite cold here and very snowy, but it looks like a Christmas card, so we're blessed to live in a place that's so beautiful. Even when it's cold, it's a beautiful place to live. We want to welcome our visitors and our online folks. We're glad you could take the time to join us this afternoon. We're here to worship God, fellowship with each other, and learn a little more about our walk with Him. Amen. This is the last month of the year, You wonder where in the world did this year go? Man, it went by pretty fast. I'm looking forward to the next one and what God's got for us. This has been a pretty hectic year for a lot of people. But praise God, we got Him to rely on and comfort us and protect us and keep us safe. We have that promise from Him that He'll never leave us and never forsake us. And the love that He has for His people is beyond words. And I'm glad and so happy to be one of His tonight and from now on till eternity. We want to keep our prayers going for each other and for new souls. God's already done some amazing things here for just the short time we had our fasting and our Friday night prayer, and just the praying every day is a big deal with God. And it's a big deal for us because you keep that close communication with Him, and it's priceless when you can just barely hit your knees and God's right there instead of having to really work and work and work to get His attention. So praise God for never letting us down. Our banquet's a week from Friday night. Excited about that. A good time. Just a good time is always had by all, and it's a fellowship that we have there with each other. During the year, it's hard to get us all together at one time in church, and then you're going and coming and all that. But you can sit down, relax, and have a beautiful meal and enjoy each other's company. And that's what it's all about. I gotta check my notes out here to make sure I don't forget nothing. And that's pretty much it. We're gonna talk a little bit tonight about God's kindness and His love and mercy for His people and His creation. In this time of the year, the world calls it Christmas, we call it Jesus' birthday. But you can always, you know, I just remember back 40-some years ago when I wasn't living for God yet. But this time of the year, there was always a little, it was special. There was people a little more outgoing, a little kinder, a little more love. You could feel all that. And then after the holiday got over, then you could see the cares of this life start to creep back on people, and they started getting an attitude. I'm just going to come out and say it, attitude. It's the attitude that you have when you're overwhelmed by the things of this world, the cares of this life. And with God, we don't have to go back into that. We can stay on the mountaintop with Him. We might have to go through a few valleys, but we're always on the mountaintop with Him, no matter what. I don't care what I go through. I feel like I'm on the mountaintop with Him. I know He's got control of my life, and I don't have to worry about everything else. Just one day at a time and just keep walking, and he'll work it out. And isn't that a beautiful promise? I mean, just, you don't have to do it on your own. I couldn't do it on my own. It was like running up against that big wall right there, head first, 24/7, and I didn't gain nothing. And I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Then I heard about receiving the Holy Ghost, that you could change. You could actually change, which I didn't think was possible for me. And I heard about the book of Acts, that this same Peter denied Christ three times, got up after he received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and there was nothing that could stop him. He was a changed man. And I thought, if that's real, I gotta have that, man. I gotta have that. I can't do it no more. And 2 weeks later, I was in Alaska. Sold everything I had, threw it out in the front yard. And if this is real, I got to have it, man. If it's not, I'll know that too. That was 43 years ago. Praise God, it's real. And I'm not the same that I was then, and I'm not the same tomorrow that I was. Tomorrow that I am today. You have the power to change, man. Just the idea that you can actually change the things that you couldn't change before, that you come up against, and you really don't want to say this and you want to do that, but you wind up doing it. Just to be able to change that. That is a miracle in itself. Amen? To be able to change, man. And this world is changing, and it's not changing for the better either. You want to be on the winning side right now. You want to have God in your life. And you want to have all of God you can get, because it's not getting any better. Like we said a couple weeks ago, when this COVID is gone, there'll be one right behind it. That's scripture. It talks about the pestilence of the end days. It talks about a lot of different things, but that's one of the things it talks about, the earthquakes, the floods. And I saw last night they were supposed to get a foot of snow in Hawaii, in Hilo or somewhere. And it was up in the mountains, but a foot of snow in Hawaii? Man, you talk about a sign of the times. You're over there with your trunks on, man. You're surfing, and here comes a snowstorm. I mean, come on. That's hard to believe, but it happens. You know, I was just kind of reminiscing about years ago. I'm just reading some of my notes here about how friendly and how outgoing and kind people were at this time of the year. It's not the same anymore. I mean, there's people out there that really try. And it was always put out, yeah, I got the Christmas spirit this year, you know. And it was something you could actually feel and see. I mean, people were giving little gifts and stuff to just the paper boy, and I was a paper boy at one time, and they always had something for you. And then it even started changing then. That was 50 some years ago. Pretty soon, instead of, well, I'm just going to use this for an example, 3 pieces of candy, you got 2. You know, just, you could see the decline. I look back at it now that I've got the Holy Ghost, and my whole life makes sense now. I didn't understand it before, but it makes sense. The things that I encountered and went through myself, because the calling that God's put in my life is being an evangelist, to share His word with whoever I can. I know that I had to go through a lot of that stuff to be able to relate to anybody that I meet, and I've been able to do that for the last 43 years. And if I hadn't, right or wrong, if I hadn't went through them things, I wouldn't be able to relate to people. And because I could relate to him, I get to be able to share what God did in my life. And that's a beautiful thing. Because if you can save somebody like me, nobody else has got a problem. And I can relate that to people. And when they think there's no hope, there is hope. If you're breathing, there's hope. And so tonight we're going to go in a little bit about God's love and companionship. But it's kind of, I'm zeroing in on kindness more than anything else tonight, just what God expects out of His people. So let's start out in Matthew, the 5th chapter. And this kindness that God gives us, we can't be a respecter of persons. It's not always nice and easy to be kind to somebody that's mean to you, have done something to you. But the Bible teaches that you can't hold grudges, that you give kindness to whosoever will. So let's start out in Matthew, the 5th chapter, and verse 43 to 48. Verse 43, you have heard that it has said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sent his rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Think about that there. If you salute your brethren only, what do you do when you than others? Not even the publicans do so. But be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. But we know we're working on being perfect. We're in the state of salvation, and we're working on perfection. We'll probably be working on that the day that God calls us home, but we're working on it. But that shows you right here that you need to be loving and kind to your, to whoever, whosoever. It doesn't make any difference. Because that is a supernatural kindness. It's hard to be nice to somebody, and people know that. They know if they've been mean to you and you're still kind to them, they're saying, hey, what's wrong with this person? And that brings glory to God. His people, that's what we're here for, to win souls and bring glory to him. Amen. So let's go to the Ephesians, the fourth chapter. We're going to start out in verse 29. And this is the way we should act. You know what? It's impossible to act this way without the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Your natural is too strong. Your natural gets offended, gets irritated, gets mad, says things it doesn't want to say. You just can't control yourself 24/7. And God says we're supposed to be under control 24/7. Amen. Verse 29, the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. That means everything we say and do should bring glory to God. It shouldn't bring any reproach on the church at all. And that's not easy to do. There's no way. Without the infilling of the Holy Ghost and that power, there is absolutely no way you can live this kind of a life. I tried. It's not going to happen. Verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, which whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And here's the key word of that whole thing. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And we'll read the first two chapters, or the first two verses in chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering as a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. That's what God's done for us. He went through a horrible death just to open the door up where we could get back with, into a salvation realm that was impossible to get there. If he could suffer himself to be defrauded and not get offended by everything that happened to him and be hanging on the cross and says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We can't give anybody a break that's taking our parking place or walking in front of us or getting a little short with us when we checking out the counter in the store or just anything. I was in the post office the other day and I could feel that spirit that was in there from this time of the year. And one woman dropped her credit card. I picked it up and handed it to her. Another one said, thank you, and opened the door for you and all that. And just, it was things that you don't normally see in there. You could tell people were, even though it's crazy out there, that they were trying to have the spirit that's in the air this time of the year. And it's the way that the world is geared towards Christmas instead of Jesus' birthday. It's actually hard to talk to anybody without sounding like you're just so much spiritual than them by saying Jesus' birthday. But I do say it. And then if I get a chance, I explain why. But it's like it just keeps creeping in every year. I remember when Alice was teaching up here, she jerked us up short when we said Christmas a few times. Hey, this is Jesus' birthday. You remember that? Yeah. It just shows you how that spirit of Satan sneaks in there a little at a time. Pretty soon you don't want to make any waves. So you watch what you say around people. Hey, you don't watch what you say about the Word of God. You watch how you present it, but you don't watch what you say. If it's in the Scriptures, you tell them the way it is. Amen? Yeah, this is, we got to be bold. I mean, we can't just, oh, well, you know. I don't care what kind of a natural nature we got. It's not about us. It's about other people. It's about souls. And we got to reach out for them. And when they see that you don't let anything stop you, a lot of times that makes an impact on them. If it don't, at least you tried, right? I mean, all we can do is try. But we have to really try. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, just a few verses there. But that shows you a little bit about what God's love and kindness are all about. That love of God, the kindness is one of the fruits of this thing. You should have these fruits. We should all have these fruits working in our life daily. That's what draws people to God. The way you interact with them. You can invite 1,000 people to church, but if you're a hypocrite, they're not coming. If you're out there living it, no matter what happens to you all day long, it impresses them. Even if they don't come, they're impressed by it. And I've had guys that I forgot all about a lot of stuff that happened on jobs. But I had a guy talk to me maybe, he passed away now, but that was probably about 4 years ago. He said, remember one time when you were trying to make this weld out in the platform pole and everybody in the crew was trying to get a fit up for you and it wasn't working, You said, that's it. And you went around behind the wall and prayed and come back. I forgot all about this. Come back. In 2 seconds, you fitted that thing up and it was 100% x-ray and it passed and you were praising God and everything. Everybody's looking at you like, what is going on with this guy? And I forgot all about that. I mean, God's done a lot of really cool things for me because I've stepped out and I don't care what people thought. I got delivered from the life I lived and I'm going to tell you about it, okay? I'm telling you why I am the way I am. I can't get over it, man. I can't get over what God's done in my life. Thinking about it, I can't. The emotion gets just so overwhelmed with gratitude and thanks and blessings. And man, to have no hope in your life, man. I had no hope in my life. And to have God deliver me from that and set me on a path where I could be His, one of His, and be with Him for eternity. Not have to worry. The world doesn't have any control over me anymore since I started living for God. They don't have any control over me. I live for God, and I don't break their laws. But even if somebody did something, planted something in my car or whatever, and got it to the point where I had to go to jail, I know God's going to be with me. I know I didn't do it, and it's fraudulent, and maybe there's somebody in jail that needs to hear what I heard 40-some years ago. I mean, he let Peter out. He let Paul and Silas out. Who knows what we're going to have to go through. But praise God we got him behind us. I'm never going to quit thanking him for it either. First Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and let's start out with we're only going to read a few verses here. Let's start out with verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, which we know that means love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. That's another thing. When you're having a bad day, a real bad day, you still need to be kind. I don't care. I mean, and that's something I have to work on all the time. When things are going south for me, I got a tendency to be a little short with people. And I have to use all the Holy Ghost I can get sometimes just to walk away. And I've had people follow me and still try to talk to me about stuff. And I say, let me go pray here. Let me have a little private time here for a bit. So I don't want to react in a way that God's not pleasing with me. And I don't want to offend anybody. And by the way, I do act or react. Verse 4 again. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. You know, it's real easy to get puffed up when things are going good for you. You got a good job, you got a family, you got decent vehicles, you got a $5 bill in your back pocket, things are looking good, you got a steady job. It's pretty easy to start looking down at people and things and stuff. Real easy, actually. That's not just for one person, that's in our nature. I mean, this Word of God teaches that's part of our nature. That's why it gives us the Holy Ghost and the power to overcome that part of our nature. It's just something that we need to remember all the time. Verse 5, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not its own, is not easily provoked, and thinks no evil. And just think about them three things right there. It's not all about you. You don't get easily offended. And you don't think bad things. You give people a break. Instead of thinking the worst every time something comes up. That's human nature. But that's why I keep going back to you need the power to change it. Even with the power, that takes a lot of effort. It takes staying full of the Holy Ghost. You can have the Holy Ghost and not be full of it. You can't do this stuff. You can't do it. That's why we need to pray every day. We need to pray every day. At least top off that gas tank. And then anything that happens to you, you got the strength and the power to do something about it. Do what's pleasing to God. Verse 6, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. And it bears all things, believeth all things, and it hopes all things, and endureth all things. Thank God for his love and his mercy for us. Just think about where you'd be right now. Let's go over here to Colossians, the third chapter. This is a little bit repetitive, but this is what's happening, okay? This is what God expects out of us. Colossians, the third chapter, we'll start out in verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and longsuffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any of you have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. That's one thing that you don't want to be like some of the people in the Bible that were all right when they needed help, but once they got up and about, they didn't show it to anybody else. We don't want to be like that because we all need all the mercy we can get. That message there is never going to change. We need all the mercy we're going to get, can get. So we give out all the mercy we can give out. Amen? Yeah. Verse 14, above all these things, put on charity, which we say again is love, which is the bond of perfectness. If we love like the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians says, we would be perfect. If we could do that 24/7, we'd be perfect. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. We do anything and everything we can to keep the unity in this body of Christ. Amen. We suffer ourselves to be defrauded. If it comes to that, we reach out. We do whatever it takes to keep peace in the family. God sees it all. If things aren't right, he'll make them right. Amen. He doesn't have any trouble showing me when I do something. And I know he's not a respecter of persons, so. All we want to do is make God happy, right? When he's happy, we don't have nothing to worry about it. There's one person you want to make happy. If nobody else is happy, there's a thing that some old guy said to me one time about happiness. I said, I was going to leave a store, and he was shining shoes. And he says, hey, I thought you were leaving. I said, well, I was, but my wife saw a sale rack, and she went over there for a second. So I said, I'll come back over and talk to you, because I'd been talking to him about God. Actually, he was 80-some years old, and he started crying when the first time I got my shoe shine there. He'd received the Holy Ghost down in Arkansas at a camp meeting in 1937. And so every time I was in there, I went over and seen him, and he'd start crying. He'd be shining shoes and crying. The Holy Ghost would be moving on him. I'd love to go to Nordstrom's in them days. But anyway, I said, well, my wife's over there doing a little more shopping. He says, hey, I know how it goes. When mama's happy, dog's happy, cat's happy, kids are happy, and daddy's sure enough happy. I said, okay. Anyway, that's how it is with God. When he's happy, everything else works out, right? Just thought I'd throw that in there. Yeah, and I just to touch on that, the mercy and love and kindness God's always showed us, and how important that is to keep that going. And just talking about kindness, it's got a trickle-down effect. When you're kind to people, it touches their heart, and the next person that comes along, they might do something for them that because of what you did for them. For instance, I was in a drive-through coffee one time. And I had change, $6 or $7. And I said, well, keep yourself a dollar or two and just pay it forward. The next time I went in there, she said, you would not believe it. 10 cars in a row came through here. And every time I told them, well, this person's paying it back, they just kept doing it. She said, it wound up being most of the afternoon. And I thought, hey, that is really awesome, man. You don't think, as one person, that you can make that much of a difference in this world. But you can. You really can. Look what Jesus did. They're still talking about him, right? We're still learning about him. Yeah, I got a note here. It talks about looking at, just what's really important in this life. You know, when you die, you don't take anything with you. You let the cares of this life get to you. I mean, I do. I'm not sitting up here talking like it's everybody out here. This comes to me first, okay? But the cares of this life can overwhelm you, man. You want to do this. You got to go there. You got to do this. You want to have that. If God's first in your life, it don't make any difference if you have nothing or if you have everything or anywhere in between. He's been extremely good to me. And I know that I don't deserve it. But if God wants to bless me, what am I going to say? I don't want it. I want God to be happy with me. That's all I want. I want to do what he called me to do, and I want him to be happy with me. I want to do what he called me to do as best as I can. And that's another thing that brings up right there. If you're doing something for God, you need to do the very best you can for him. Not just kind of here and there. And volunteer for things, I mean, when we have our banquets and we have our, our get-togethers, there's always cleanup and stuff afterwards. It takes just a short time to clean up if you got a bunch of people. And it takes a long time if you only got a few. And I know it's late and all that stuff, but, for 15 minutes you can put a chair away or do something. That helps out so much for the people that set it up, do the cooking and do the planning, and there's a lot to all this stuff. But praise God that he makes a way for all of us to get together. And you know, we're family. We're sitting here talking. This is just like talking to a family. You know, we got issues once in a while that we need to address. That's all. Nothing. It don't take anything personal like that. It's just, if the shoe fits, wear it. If you feel that squeeze from God to help do something, then do it. The reward is, he says, I'm going to reward you for everything you do, but just the reward you get right then in your heart between you and God is all I care about. If he wants to give me something when I get to heaven, fine. That's not why I serve God. I serve God out of love. Yeah, just the note was saying, just think about where you'd be today if you weren't living for God. Think about what your life was like before God called you. Think about what he's done for you, if it's only been a year or 40-some years like me, anywhere in between. Just think about all the things that he's done for us. I mean, you can't even write it all down in a tablet. There's so much. And he's always been there for your whole family, your kids, you know. It doesn't make any difference if they, you know, wander off for a little while. God's still got his hand on them. They're our kids. And he's able to keep and take care of them. And that's a wonderful blessing in itself right there, to know that God's got a handle on your children. Amen. I mean, there's a lot of the stuff we can't control, but God can. And he's got a time clock that we don't know nothing about a lot of times, and it looks helpless sometimes. But it's not. It's not helpless. God doesn't want anybody to fail. He wants us all to spend eternity with him. But it will get down to the point where you'll have to make a decision sometime. All right, I'm done. I want you, God. I don't want any more of the world. I want you. When that happens, your life has totally changed. Your priorities change. What's in your heart changes. It's supernatural, but it's awesome. When you get, just think about the day you got the Holy Ghost. Just think about what a feeling you had there. To actually finally know God, you've heard about him, you know all this stuff. Been around people that actually have the Holy Ghost and you don't have it yet. When you finally get it, it's like you walk around that corner and Jesus is standing right there. His arms open up and he's waiting for you, man. That's how real it is. It's not, you don't have to imagine it. It's real. And you'll never, ever be the same again. Never. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve, man. I mean, he's awesome. Amen. Let's go to Titus, third chapter, third chapter. We'll start out in verse 1. This is Paul talking to Titus. And I might jump around a little bit here. I got looking at some scriptures this morning. But anyway, we'll start out in the third chapter of Titus and verse 1. And he's talking to the congregation. He's the pastor there. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to do every good work, which we were just talking about. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And that just doesn't mean the family of God. That means everybody you come in contact with, every man, woman, child, period. We need to be meek and humble to them. Verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. This is before you got the Holy Ghost. Disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Now, doesn't that sound like something in your past life? There's something in there for everybody that's in this church right now and everybody that's in this world. You might not have all these things in your life before you came to God, but you had some of them. That's human nature. Verse 4, but after that, kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. We have hope. This world needs hope right now. This whole world. Not just the United States, this whole world. If the world only knew what it was like to really serve God, what it was like to get touched by the Spirit of God, to receive the Holy Ghost, there'd be a line all the way to Anchorage. He won't show you that unless you're really hungry. You really want to see it. It's not going to happen. Verse 8, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which are believing God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. We're not political. That's what that means. You bring these things up and start here, going here and there. Pretty soon you're in an argument with somebody about how you believe or don't believe. And how are you going to witness to somebody that's mad at you? It's not going to happen. So we stay away from the politics. Our last scriptures are in Psalms. And we're going to Psalms 119. You know, the best way you can show God how much you love him and how thankful you are for his kindness and his love and his mercy for us is to walk in his ways, to obey his commandments every day, just to get up and have that on your mind. I want to please you today, Lord. And then take your inventory every night. How did I do today? And take your inventory according to this word of God, not according to how you think or feel. Or how you feel somebody interacted with you, and if they hadn't done that, you wouldn't have felt the way you feel or said the things you said. This is an individual walk between you and God. That's who you give an account to. And it's how we interact with each other that makes the difference, whether he's happy with us or not happy with us. But this here is pretty much about seeking God with your whole heart and keep him there from the day you get the Holy Ghost to the day that we go out of this world. You got to give it. I think it was Randy Wednesday night taught about maybe we're not praying hard enough, trying hard enough. That keeps coming up. That scripture in there, it says you'll find me when you seek me with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your might. So if you're only giving God a half or three-quarter, it might not be enough. You're not going to be able to experience what God's got for you. Because the harder you try, the more doors God opens up. And spiritually speaking, he'll take you places that you didn't even know existed. But you have to be sold out to get there. And that's all up to us. How much are you willing to give God? Amen. I notice some of the things I say when I say amen. Sometimes it's amen. Sometimes it's meh. You know, and I can tell I've been there before, where it's like pulling teeth. You know, yeah, I know it's right, but I don't want to say too much about it. But God looks at our heart anyway. That's what counts. If we didn't love God, we wouldn't be here, right? And we want to get closer to God, right? And that's what these scriptures are about. They teach us how to get closer to God. And the closer we get to him, the sweeter our life is, man. It don't make any difference what goes on out there. When you're close to God and he's loving you and all that stuff, it doesn't make any difference what happens. When God loves you like that, puts you under his wing, what? This is temporary, man. This is temporary. Ain't going to do nothing to nothing. We're not going to change 99% of this anyway. God changes situations. We don't. The only thing we can change is our reaction to situations. Psalms 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. He said, blessed are the ones that are found his commandments. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. See, there we go right there. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. And we know his statutes are his commandments. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with an uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned the righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Never let me go, Lord, no matter what. Whatever you got to do to get my attention, do it. I want to be close to you and I want to spend eternity with you. I don't care, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to bring something to my attention that's not pleasing to you, do it. Verse 9. How shall a younger man cleanse his way? By taking heed unto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me wander from my commandments. Oh, let me not wander from my commandments. The word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. That's all my prayer is, Lord. I want to be pleasing to you. Show me what I got to do here. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. There's no way that you can acquire enough riches to be as happy as you are with. There's no comparison between being full of the Holy Ghost and having everything you ever wanted. There's nothing to it. And Scripture says, what would a man give in the end for his soul? This is life. This is life and life more abundant. Amen. Verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes and will not forget thy word. Praise God. That's all I have tonight, but I tell you what, if you can digest all this here, I'm still working on it. But you're gonna be closer to God and you're gonna be happier than you've ever been your whole life. And you're gonna have joy unspeakable. And this altar is open tonight for anybody that needs the Holy Ghost and wants the Holy Ghost. They want to come up here, we'll pray with them. If you just got things that you want to seek God for, it's open for that. You want to pray for one another, it's open for that. The things that are going on in this world right now, we want to make sure we're right with God. Amen. I love you all. Thanks for your attention. Have a good night and a wonderful week. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, this altar's open for you.
Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change. my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life.